has a DPO that is, sorry, his DPO is Rosa Armstrong. Is trying to get him to live in Federal Way away from his old friends when he was abusing drugs. He goes to dialysis at St. Joseph Outpatient Medical Center, outpatient dialysis unit for a bed spot. He's eating marginally, and he's trying to get Nepro for nutrition supplement. His caseworker is Jesus Lacanene. Jesus, and his last name is N as in Nancy, A-C-A-N as in Nancy, A-Y-N-A-Y. So there are two N-A-Y-N-A-Y. He denies any cramping, dizziness on dialysis. He denies any shortness of breath. He does not have any diarrhea right now. He said in Valley Medical Center he had to be debrided on his cubitus ulcer. It was down to the bone. The paragraph reverses as above, the cubitus ulcer, debilitated, poor appetite, no down vomiting, abdominal pain, no diarrhea. Recently stay in the hospital for the cubitus ulcer. Muscle wasting, perm cast, history of drainage and redness before, no shortness of breath, chest pain, syncope, no bleeding, bruising, past medical history, ESRD, on dialysis since August 2012, urine output about half a cup a day, next to hepatitis B and hepatitis C history, no history of hepatic coma, next to hypertension history of recent low blood pressure. The cubitus ulcer developed in 2012 in Auburn Regional Medical Center wound care clinic, possible wound bag coming up. Next the picture of hypothyroidism. Next is the rheumatoid arthritis. History of left hip replacement. Depression, PTSD history because of a problematic childhood. Allergy, Vicodin, acetaminophen, history, smoker for 50 years right now, smoking 2 to 3 cigarettes a day, used to use heavy alcohol, now occasional beer, used to use IV heroin in the past, but clean for 4 years, family history of mother, has cabbage, three vessel, and diabetes, father died from a stroke, was using heavy alcohol. Medications, S5 can tell from food. Last, he was on Zofran, PRN, and Ambien, 5 milligrams every night. Ferrosulfate, 325 milligrams BID. Levosanolixin, 50 microgram POQ, hydralazine, 25 milligrams TID, amlodipine, 10 milligrams QD, focus of PRN, emoting PRN, fentanyl, had 50 microgram per hour, every 72 hours. Carvedilol, 25 milligram every day, Paxil, 20 milligram QD, or 40 milligram QD. Prolistat, 20 milligrams QD, albuterol, 2 puffs every 4 hours, PRN, vitamin D, 2,000 units every day, calcium, 500 plus D, QD, Ambien, 5,000 units. And Hector may be receiving it in the Joseph Medical Center. Examination. Blood pressure 120 over 82, pulse 78, in wheelchair tactic, no kidney stress, talking, breathing nerves are normal, because it's dry neck is supple, right neck, perm cast, sight, no tunnel tenderness or redness or no sign of drainage. heart rate is regular, but the normal abdomen is soft, there is a scar in the abdomen, lungs clear, the percentage heart rate. Tremendous muscle wasting, maybe some joint deformity in the knees.
My first for you is for the ER. Okay?
Exactly, this is pending.
Okay.
Definitely the wound care at Auburn Regional Medical Center needs nutrition. Supplement with protein would be helpful. Next is antibiotic recommendation per wound care. We can offer him on dialysis if that's needed. Next is the dialysis. Access is a perm test. History of drug abuse and lack of veins. No recent evidence of infection. Next is hypertension, needs to be followed. Volume status acceptable. Next is residual anemia, renal failure. You can use equation RNS. Iron protocol, as long as it's not on antibiotics. Next is picture of secondary hypothyroidism, hyperphosphatemia, need to follow, use binders. I'm not sure whether he can be covered for renal vitamin. Discuss with patient, family, and the caseworker. Continue thyroid medication. We'll follow with you. Thank you.